Fight the Appeal of Sin with the Truth of the Word by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. Today's Bible verse is Luke 17:1. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come." One Sunday morning, I dug through my drawer and pulled out a pair of white pantyhose. Great, I thought, just what I needed to complete my outfit. After checking for runs and snags, I pulled them on. And at the time, they seemed to fit well, so I put my shoes on and ran for the door. However, soon after arriving at church and walking my daughters to their classrooms, my hose started to slip. As hip huggers, it wasn't too bad, and I honestly thought, I can live with it. But as I continued to walk, the hose continued to spiral downward. With each step, they slipped further, moving to my knees, then inching just above my ankles, making it more and more difficult to walk with every step. Jesus told his disciples how things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. I just wouldn't have guessed it coming through a hasty fashion choice on my way to church. Hidden by my maxi dress, I waddled into the ladies' restroom. Now, one might think there would be no question what strategic decision needed to be made. However, I actually questioned whether or not to pull up my stretched out stockings and keep trying to wear them. My DIY ideas ran from tying a knot on one side in an effort to keep them up, or twisting and tucking them into my slip. Yet just trying to walk and move around would be uncomfortable and difficult. My mind envisioned how my walking, sitting, and standing would be impaired, and how weird my moving would appear to onlookers, along with inhibiting my participation and fellowship at church. Thinking back, it's easy to see that I just needed to take them off and pitch into the nearest wastebasket, especially so I could enjoy church. It should have been a no-brainer. Why would I even consider continuing to wear them? Surprisingly, those sagging stockings turned my thought to consider sin's appeal in life. It can be so obvious when something isn't beneficial for me and is causing unnecessary challenges and difficulties to my daily walk. Yet at the same time, things can have such a hold or appeal in my thinking that it's difficult to give up. Thankfully, when tempted and feeling weak about making right choices, I can turn to God who empathizes with my weakness, one who has been tempted in every way but not sinned, Hebrews 4:15. Scripture describes how it's my decision whether to hold on to or let go of sin when it becomes evident in my life. Galatians 5:1 encourages me that because Christ has set me free, I can stand firm and not let myself be bound by sin. Surprised by my real-life footstep hindrances, I wouldn't have ever guessed an old pair of hose would offer me such a practical example of sin's ability to entangle and trip up my walk. Hebrews 12:1 encourages me to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangles, so I can run with perseverance the race marked out before me. Thankfully, I came to my senses and threw those pantyhose into the trash, choosing to freely and literally walk away free from entanglement.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.